polio has been nearly eradicated, but getting rid of the dread disease entirely is proving hard. There are 677 reported cases last year, and a recent polio outbreak in Nigeria worried international health officials enough that they convened a meeting in Geneva yesterday. NPR's Joanne Silberner examines whether it's really possible to rid the world of polio.
Whatever the health ministers decide, polio eradication ultimately is a local challenge. Ellen Ogden of the U.S. Agency for International Development travels to Nigeria frequently. She wasn't all that surprised that the disease started making a comeback earlier this year.
I've seen the best and the worst in Nigeria.
In Abia State, she went to the end of a road.
And we walked for 2 hours. Then we crossed a river and walked up a mountain another 2 hours. And when we got to the top of the mountain, all of the children had been immunized.
She's got other memories of another town.
Children paralyzed that are very near a very accessible road where the teams just didn't go and the vaccine didn't reach them.
The current problem in Nigeria started in a northern Muslim state. Ogden says people there felt left out in the mostly Christian country. Muslim religious leaders started claiming incorrectly that the polio vaccine could transmit HIV or cause infertility. People stopped allowing their children to be vaccinated. As a result, more than 300 Nigerian children have been paralyzed by polio, and it's spread to several nearby countries. At the Geneva meeting, the Nigerian Minister of Health, Etayo Lambo, said that independent tests of the vaccine have been done. He'll be meeting with the Muslim leaders next week. He thinks they'll change their position and that his country can get rid of polio, like India nearly did last year.
We are repositioning ourselves for a very serious 12-month total war on polio, because by December 2004, we want to bury totally polio in Nigeria.
Many people at the international meeting, including Bruce Allward, are worried that the money for the worldwide eradication program will run out. Allward coordinates eradication efforts at the World Health Organization.
At the beginning of 2003, for want of $25 million, the polio eradication initiative, the largest health initiative in history with a $3 billion investment, ground to a halt while we scrambled to restructure the program and find the funding to get the job finished.
He says there's a $150 million funding gap in the next 2 years, which could further delay eradication. But overall, officials were optimistic, including David Heyman of the WHO.
It's clear that the eradication of poliomyelitis is technically feasible. And it's also clear that it's technically feasible to interrupt transmission of polio in the 6 remaining endemic countries before the end of 2004.
Heyman says when officials offered to give health ministers an extra year, till the end of 2005, for ending local transmission of polio, every country, including Nigeria, said they'd stick to the 2004 target. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.